بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness, we seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him, and whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was a servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وما يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Brothers in the second room, there's still plenty of room in the first room. I always encourage the brothers, always strive to come to the front. The greatest rewards is always in the front ranks. So brothers in the second room, please try to make your way to the first room, inshallah, and let's fill up these ranks first. Barakallahu feekum. As to what follows, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us to be Muslim. And alhamdulillah, who gave us the tawfiq to come to the masjid today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from the reminder here today, inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a reminder about the dark place that each and every one of us is going to be going to tomorrow. Tomorrow, each and every one of us, we're going to be standing in front of As-Sirat. As-Sirat. As-Sirat is the bridge that's going to be laid over the hellfire. And for the people, the Muslims, to get to Jannah, we're going to have to cross As-Sirat. Brothers and sisters, last week or earlier on in the week, we had that hurricane. And perhaps many of us, we lost power during that hurricane. And perhaps we were sitting in our homes in the darkness, waiting for the power to come back on. How many of us, when we were sitting there in the dark, did we stop and did we reflect on Yawm al-Qiyamah? How many of us, when we were sitting there in the dark, did we stop and think and remind ourselves that Yawm al-Qiyamah is going to be like this? We're going to be in the dark on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Brothers and sisters, we have to take advantage of the opportunities and the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to us. A long time ago, there was a Muslim, and his name was Qasim ibn Muhammad. And Qasim ibn Muhammad, he said, we used to accompany another Muslim. His name was Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he was a very righteous man. So Qasim, he says, we used to accompany Abdullah ibn Mubarak. We used to accompany al-Mubarak. And I used to say to myself, what makes this person so special? Because everybody knew about Al-Mubarak. He said to himself, what makes this man so special? Why is he so famous and well-loved by the people? This was a righteous man. So this person, Al-Qasim, he's saying to himself, I would say to myself, if he prays, we pray. And if he fasts, we fast too. And if he makes hajj, we make hajj also. And if he participates in jihad, we participate in jihad as well. So what is it about him that makes him so special? Come in, Ali. Come in, inshallah. So Qasim, he relates, one day we were traveling to Asham. They were traveling to Syria. And he says, we had to lay over at a home for the night. So he says, we're standing there in the night and we're eating our dinner when all of a sudden the lamp goes out. The lamp, it goes out. Back then they didn't have a CPNL. They didn't have electricity. They didn't have lamps. They had the oil lamps. So he said the lamp went out and halas, we were in darkness. So he says, one of us got the lamp and he went outside to try to find some oil. After a while, he says, this person with the lamp, he came back and he lit the lamp. And he says, and when he lit the lamp, I happened to look at Ibn al-Mubarak. And he says, and I saw that his face was covered in tears. His eyes and his beard were just filled with tears. And Al-Qasimi says, that's when I knew what made him special. His fear of Allah, him having the taqwa of Allah, is what makes him better than us. He said, when the lights went out and we found ourselves in the darkness, Ibn al-Mubarak, he remembered Yawmul Qiyamah. He remembered the darkness of Yawmul Qiyamah, and so he began to cry. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, when is the last time that we reflected on the darkness? When is the last time that we were in the darkness and reminded us of Yawmul Qiyamah? Brothers and sisters, the reality is each and every one of us are going to find ourselves in front of As-Sirat. In front of As-Sirat, the bridge that goes over the hellfire. And in order to make it to Jannah, we're going to have to cross. And it's going to be a dark day. As-Sirat is going to be dark. There's not going to be no electric lights. The only light that we'll have will be the light that Allah gives us because of our Islam. Because of the good deeds that we did while we were in this dunya. That's going to determine the light that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ هَتْمًا مَقْدِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's not a single one of you except he's going to have to cross. He's going to have to go across As-Sirat. And this is a decree from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will be fulfilled. It must be fulfilled. There's no shortcuts into Jannah. There's no bypassing As-Sirat. If we want to go to Jannah, we're going to have to cross As-Sirat. Imam Muslim has related, An-Thawban, radiallahu anhu, An-Thawban, he was the mawla of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the free slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thawban, he says, Kuntu ka'iman inda Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Faja'a habrun min al-akhbari al-yahud. Thawban, he says, upon occasion I was standing next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when a rabbi from the Jews came. A rabbi from the Jews, one of the learned people of the Jews, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqala, As-salamu alayka ya Muhammad. This Jewish rabbi, he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-salamu alaykum Muhammad. Thawban, he says, فَدَفَأْتُهُ دَفْأَةً كَادَ يَسْرَعُ مِنْهَا. Thawban, he says, I pushed him and he almost fell over. This is what Thawban did to this Jewish man when he addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that. فَقَالَ لِمَا تَدْفَأُونِي. The Jewish man, he said, why'd you push me? What's up with that? فَقَالَ Thawban, أَلَّا تَقُولُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He said, why didn't you say, O Messenger of Allah, instead of saying, O Muhammad? This Jewish rabbi, he said, I addressed him by the name that his family gave him. They named him Muhammad, so I addressed him by saying Muhammad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallahi, we need to learn from the adab of Rasulullah. We need to learn from the manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the Messenger of Allah. And the Jewish people, they knew this. And yet they disrespected him. But what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Because Thawban is angry. Rasulullah says, my family calls me Muhammad. Allah says, okay. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this man. فَقَالَ الْيَهُودِيُّ جِتُّ أَسْأَلُّكَ. The Jewish man, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I came to ask you something. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيَنْفَأُكَ شَيْءٌ In haddathuk. Rasulullah said to him, will it benefit you if I answer what you ask? Is it going to benefit you? Are you going to benefit? Are you going to put into practice, use whatever I give you if you ask me something? So what did this learned person say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, Asma'u bi'udunayya. He said, I'm going to listen. I'm going to give it my ear. This is an expression. I'm going to give it my ear. That means I'm going to listen to what you say. And by the way, brothers and sisters, we can learn something from this. How many of us, we get knowledge, but we don't put it into practice? How many of us, we take the time to find out, ask questions about Islam, but then we don't do anything with what we learn? Rasulullah, he asked him, if you ask me, are you going to benefit from what I tell you? And what did he say? I'll give you my ear. I'll listen to it. فنكت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بأبد معه فقال سل. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he had a stick and he drew a line in the dirt and he said to this man, ask. What do you want to know? Ask. فقال اليهودي أين يكون الناس يوما تبدل الأرض غير أرض والسماوات. The Jewish rabbi, he said to Rasulullah, where will the people be? Where will the people be when the earth is going to be changed to another earth? And the same thing for the heavens. In other words, he's asking Rasulullah, where will the people be on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Where will the people be on the day of resurrection?
فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هم في ظلمة دون الجسر.
Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, they will be in darkness next to the bridge. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, mankind, they will be in darkness next to the bridge. And that's where we're going to be, brothers and sisters. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, when we're standing there in front of the Sirat, it's going to be dark. And we can't call up the power company and say, hey, we don't have any lights. We can't whip out a flashlight. The only light we're going to have is the light that we bring with us from the good deeds that we did while we were in this dunya.
Imam Bukhari has related in Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a sirat is going to be laid across Jahannam. The bridge is going to be laid across Jahannam on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, he will be the first from among the messengers to cross with his ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going to be the first from the messengers along with his ummah, us, to cross across as-sirat.
SubhanAllah, the blessing that Allah has given us. We're the last ones on the scene, and on Yawm al-Qiyamah we're going to be the first. Alhamdulillah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, nobody except the messengers are going to speak on that day. When the people are lined up getting ready to cross across as-sirat, nobody is going to speak except for the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the only thing they will be saying is, Allahumma sallam, Allahumma sallam, sallam, Allah save us, Allah save us.
And we should reflect for a second. These are the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the messengers of Allah. And they are afraid on Yawm al-Qiyamah about the bridge that they have to cross. What about us? What about us, brothers and sisters?
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that there will be hooks on as-sirat. There will be hooks on as-sirat, and these hooks, they're going to be snatching, swinging and pulling people down into the hellfire.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that these hooks, they're going to entangle the people, they're going to snatch the people according to their deeds, according to the things that they did. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, some of the people, they're going to get by, and they won't be touched by the hooks. Other people, they're going to go, but they're going to be scratched and maybe cut by the hooks. And other people, they're going to go and the hooks are just going to snatch them straight down into Jahannam. And brothers and sisters, these are the Muslims. This is us. This isn't the disbelievers. This is us.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, these people that end up in the hellfire, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels like giving them mercy, after some time, he may have them taken out of the hellfire. May Allah save us on that day. Imam Bukhari has also related that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the bridge, al-Jisri, will be laid across Jahannam on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And the people, they say, Ya Rasulullah, what's the bridge? What is that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, it is a slippery bridge. A slippery bridge. And again, he said it's going to have the hooks that are going to snatch the people into the hellfire. It's bad enough it's got the hooks, but then it's a slippery bridge as well. And as we're going to see, it's going to get even worse.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, some people, some of the believers, they're going to get across as-sirat as fast as lightning. As fast as lightning, some believers will make it across as-sirat. May Allah make us from those people. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, some of the other believers, they'll get across as fast as the wind goes. As fast as the wind goes. And some other believers, they'll go as fast as a bird can fly across as-sirat. And some people, they'll go across as-sirat as if they were on a fast horse. And some people, they'll go a little slower as if they were like on a camel. And some people, they'll go across as if they were like on a cow. In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, some of the people, they'll go as quickly across As-Sirat as a man running. And some of them will go as fast across As-Sirat as somebody walking. And some of them will go across As-Sirat crawling. Brothers and sisters, what determines how fast we get across As-Sirat is the way we are in this dunya. How fast are we to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How fast are we to go and do the good deeds when we have the opportunity? This is what's going to determine how fast we get across As-Sirat. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he said, بَلَّغَنِي أَنَا الْجِسْرَ أَدَقُّ مِنَ الشَّعْرَةِ وَأَحَدُّ مِنَ الصَّيْفِ. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he said, it's been related to me that As-Sirat, this bridge, it's as thin as a hair. As thin as a hair, and as sharp as a knife. As sharp as a knife. And the people, they might say, well, how is anybody going to walk across that? How is anybody going to walk across something that's as thin as a hair and as sharp as a knife? Brothers and sisters, don't even stop and give that time. Reflect. The same one that's going to make the disbelievers walk on their faces on Yawm al-Qiyamah is the same one that's going to make As-Sirat. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same one that holds the birds up in the air and allows them to fly. It's the same one who made As-Sirat. So our worry needs to be how we're going to cross As-Sirat. That needs to be our worry. Not the physics of it and how is that possible and it doesn't seem right. What we need to concern ourselves with, brothers and sisters, is making it across As-Sirat. Imam Muslim has related, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the people, they're going to see Jannah being brought near. And Jahannam as well, the hellfire as well. And they're going to say to Adam, the father of all of us, they're going to say, oh, our father, make dua to Allah to allow us to go into Jannah. And what is Adam going to say? Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam, he's going to say, there was nothing that put you out of Jannah except the sin that I committed. The reason why you're not in Jannah right now is because of the sin that I committed. So I can't go to Allah. He's going to say, go to my son Ibrahim, the one that Allah loves. So the people, that's us, they're going to go to Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam. They're going to say, yeah, Ibrahim, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to go into Jannah. Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, he's going to say, I was only the friend of Allah, and that's nothing, subhanAllah. Ibrahim is going to say on Yawm al-Qiyamah, I was only the friend of Allah, and that was nothing. Go to Musa. So the people, they're going to go to Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, and Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, he's going to say, who am I? I can't do it. Go to Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam. And Isa is going to say the same thing, I'm not worthy of doing this. Go to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I'm going to be allowed to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's going to stand and he's going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow the believers to cross into Jannah. And that's when we're going to start going across As-Sirat. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be on the other side of As-Sirat. He said, I'm going to be on the other side of the Sirat. He's already made it across. And he's going to be saying, ya Rabbi, salam, salam. Oh Allah, save my people, save my people. Alhamdulillah that Allah blesses to be Muslim. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the shifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our behalf. Brothers and sisters, the people that fall into Jahannam is going to be a bad day. May Allah save us from that. It's going to be a bad day. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, the depth of Jahannam is the distance of 70 years of travel. 70 years of travel falling down into Jahannam. May Allah save us from that. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to prepare ourselves by doing those deeds that we need to do to make it across As-Sirat. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabihum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about our state on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ جَنَّةُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the day that you will see the believing men and the believing women, And their light is going to be running in front of them. Remember I said their light, the only light that we'll have on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, the light that's based on our good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you'll see the believing men and women on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, and their light is going to be in front of them, lighting the way. And this light is going to be coming from their hand as well, their right hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, good news for you this day. Glad tidings for the believers on that day. May Allah give us good news on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Allah says, good news for the believers on that day. Gardens under which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the great success. May Allah make us successful in Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, their light running in front of them, their lights running in front of them, he said that they will pass over Sirat, they will pass across As-Sirat according to their deeds. This is what's going to determine the light that they have. And he said some people will have as much light as a mountain right next to them. Can you imagine that? A mountain full of light shining your way as you go across As-Sirat. And he said some people, they'll have as much light like a big date palm tree. Almost like a street lamp, you know, if you think about it. Going right there with them across As-Sirat. And some people, they will have light like a man standing right next to them. As much light as a man standing right next to them. And it's going to decrease like that according to our deeds. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, the least of them that will have the least amount of light is somebody who will have light like the size of his pinky finger. SubhanAllah. The light the size of his pinky finger. Can you imagine that? And it's pitch black. You can't see nothing. You can't take advantage of the person in front of you, his light. That's not going to help you. It's your light. And this person who has the least amount of light, his light is only the size of his pinky finger. Can you imagine that? And in another riayah, it said that this person has the light the size of a pinky finger. It's blinking on and off. It's blinking on and off. SubhanAllah. And in another narration, it said the person with the least amount of light will have the light the size of his toe. His toe on his foot, can you imagine that? That's the only light you have. And that light is blinking. And sometimes it comes on, and sometimes it goes off. Why? Because that's how this person was in the dunya. Sometimes he was Muslim, sometimes he wasn't. Sometimes he made salat, sometimes he didn't. Sometimes he obeyed Allah, sometimes he didn't. On and off, on and off. Brothers and sisters, we have to be Muslim 24/7. Every single day of our life. We have to strive to do what Allah has told us to do. We have to strive hard to stay away from what Allah has told us to stay away from. Because this is going to determine the light that we have on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Brothers and sisters, what can we do to increase our light on Yawm Al-Qiyamah? It's very simple. Be Muslim. Be Muslim. We say we believe in Allah and in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what did Allah say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah says, say if indeed you say you love Allah, then follow me. Follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah will love you. And then Allah will forgive your sins. And then you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Ghafurur Rahim, the all-forgiving, the most merciful. So brothers and sisters, the first thing we need to do is be Muslim. Follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, rush to do the good deeds. Because the more good deeds you have, the more light you will have on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَاسْتَابِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Rush to the good. Rush to everything that is good. And that's what we need to do, brothers and sisters. Don't ever feel like I've done enough. It's somebody else's turn. Don't ever feel like I've given enough to the masjid. Somebody else can give something. Wallahi, that's not going to help us. If everybody else in the world gives and we don't, it's not going to increase our light a single bit. It's what we do that's going to give us light on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said also, if anyone guards a believer from the harm of a munafiq, if anybody guards the believer from the harm of a hypocrite, this munafiq is trying to hurt the believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send an angel on Yawm Al-Qiyamah to protect his skin, to protect his flesh from the fire of Jahannam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, if anyone attacks a Muslim trying to harm him, if anybody attacks a Muslim trying to harm him, maybe putting him down, maybe insulting him, maybe taking away from his honor, maybe backbiting him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this person, Allah is going to stop him on As-Sirat. This man, he's making his way across As-Sirat. Allah is going to stop him on As-Sirat, and he's going to stay there until he does right by this person that he harmed in the dunya. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine you're halfway across As-Sirat and all of a sudden you stop and you can't go? Why? Because you are harming your brothers and sisters in Islam. Brothers and sisters, don't be like those people. Don't be the people that hurt your brothers and sisters in Islam with your tongue. When you're in front of them, you say one thing, but when you're behind their back, you're saying all kinds of other stuff. Don't be that person. Because wallahi, we're going to have to pay for that on Yawmul Qiyamah. And what a terrible place to be to pay for it on As-Sirat. And finally, brothers and sisters, the way that we can get light on Yawmul Qiyamah, and I say this every week, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bashiril mashaina fi dhulami illa al-masajidi bin nuri tammi yawm al-qiyamah. Rasulullah said, give good news, give glad tidings to that person who comes to the masjid in the darkness, for salat al-fajr, for salat al-isha, that he will have full light on yawm al-qiyamah. Full light on yawm al-qiyamah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers, this is one of the easiest things that we can do. Sacrifice, get up early in the morning. Sacrifice, come at night to pray salat al-isha and get full light on yawm al-qiyamah. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from this reminder here today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all full light on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those people who fly across As-Sirat. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us all from